Hi, I'm Jeff Jefferson, General Manager of Los Santos Community College Radio. As you may know, our morning show hosts, Bell and Dubs, disappeared over a month ago, leaving a gaping hole in the heart of our mornings. At LSCC Radio, we take pride in delivering entertaining programming to our listeners. We promise to quickly get back to delivering news, music, and the quality informative radio you have come to expect from us. Until then, everyone's favorite caller, Blaine County Bob, will graciously step in, and you can still zing in at 661-214-3038. And if you have any information as to the whereabouts of Bell and Dubs, please notify the college or the Los Santos Police Department. Now, enjoy the Blaine County Bob Show, right here on LSCC Radio.
All right, everybody, they gave me the keys to the radio station. I don't know why. I don't even know what the call letters are. But I'm here on the air taking calls because people is disappeared, and I ain't figured it out yet. There ain't no dust because I vacuumed. But now there is something crazy going on in this here county, and I ain't figured it out yet. I am not the kind of person that likes to come down here with all these dang-gum city folks. But the university radio station asked me to fill in until they could find some permanent-type people. And I ain't seen nobody around here except this stray cat to be up here licking on something. Don't even let me touch the control board. That's a cat's job. Me, yeah. You know what I'm saying there? But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. But I saw them lights the other night. I don't know if anybody else saw that over toward to the Air Force base up there. And they's testing something because they got them chemtrails and contrails and convict trails. All them kind of trails is coming up there. And I tell you what, me and the boy, we was out there, and he is looking up. He's like, "Daddy, what's all them skywriting things?" And I was like, "I don't know, son. Let me look and see what it's like. See the world, join today." And I was like, It's them, what you call recruiting tails. And you got to watch out for them because them's the worst ones because you end up your ass over somewhere in the desert fighting a war that you ain't even believe in for some oil to run a cart you can't even afford because that there Libertarian Bob coming at you on the radio right now. As a boy in my high school when I think it was about the second or third time I was in ninth grade, this boy just start talking and just talk for hours. And he's the kind of guy I'd say give him his own radio show, but that boy ain't showed up to work in 15 years. I tell you what, he's working with my daddy out there on one of them log trucks, and he worked one day and said, "That's it for me, boys." And then from then on, he's said that he don't want to take no job that's beneath his dignity, so he's waiting for a management position. So that's why we got him coming up here on the 8th to give a traffic report. I don't expect him to show up because he's stuck in traffic. That's how bad it can be around here sometime. But that's all I got for now. See you on the other side of this one. You can give me no goddamn script or theme. I ain't going to be able to do nothing to it. That's what I told that producer lady who was working down to the old radio station. That's before I started listening to this radio station because I want to support the arts and the college musicians and stuff. There's this one kid they had on the radio the other day, and he's singing about some fireworks and chandeliers and shit. And I was like, I think that's a cover of a girl song. And it was. And when he brought up about his halo, then I was just like, yep, I know it. I know exactly what you're talking about with the umbrella halo or whatever it was. It's either about video games or his vagina, and I don't think he's got one of either. So, you know, that's just how a show goes sometimes. But me and a boy, we was driving around listening to radio last week, and it's one of those things where you just have those father-son moments when you can start talking to somebody and just be like, "Son, do you ever listen to the radio and just want to just drive right off the cliff?" And he's like, "Daddy, I hope that ain't what you're thinking right now." And I was like, "Well, if you don't shut up and start getting better grades, that's exactly what I'm going to start thinking." Because sometimes you got to scare these little Xenials or what you call them, Zoomers now. You got to scare them straight. You got to get them in a place in the headspace where they think at any given time you could just lose your goddamn mind and kill them. And then that way you don't actually have to threaten them or have any problems with Child Protective, because if the kid thinks you might kill them, because my granny, sometimes we'd be sitting in church, and if I'd pass wind too much and too loud, she'd look over at me with this look that would scare the shit right out of me, which was kind of the opposite effect of what she was supposed to be doing at the time. But I was quiet for the rest of the day. To this day, I won't turn around in a church. You could have a tornado come through and rip off the whole back end of the church behind me. I wouldn't turn around because she would look at me with them icy stares and just beat the living shit out of me just with her eyes. And, you know, when you got that power over a child, that's a real power. So I still don't know where this traffic guy is supposed to be. I think he's still trapped in traffic. Did you know? Now, see, I ain't never been up here to the radio station. Did you know these fools ain't even got windows in these places? So that's why they always got to pay all this extra money and have these folks come in here with what you call the helicopters and the traffic reporters and the guys what sit on the roof and look at the weather and stuff. I could tell y'all if I had a window, if it's raining or if it's windy or you know, sunny or cloudy. Can't even do that up here. They got you in this little dark-ass room, no windows. And they got that little producer man over there behind. That boy just looked like he's, what, sophomore or something over there? He's sophomoric, what it looks like. He got his little suspenders on with his little, what's that, all them little pins on there like he working at Chipotle or something or one of them Bennigan's places. He's just waving his arms doing, I don't know what the hell he wants me to do. He's making scissors. I think it's time for his arts and crafts class, and he's got to go do something. But I'm going to go talk to him for a minute. Hold on. Hey, now, that little producer boy, he's telling me all my time's up for the day and I got to get out of here. And that's right, because Llewellyn, she's blowing up my phone over here. And her ringtone is that, what do you call that song? The Rough Rider anthem? That boy, what's that ethnic boy's name? DMZ or DMX? That's her song now. Whenever I hear that play, it's time for me to get on out of here. So y'all come on back tomorrow or whatever. I'm going to be here. I don't know. Just keep you dialed, and your knobs knobbed, all right? And I'll talk to y'all later. This here's been Bob.